Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand.
Come on,
good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle.
I don't know what that was.
A combination. 559 on your time, cousin. It's a high of 63. Curly, it is 58. Down 63rd and Blue Ridge.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Waitstaff Day?
National Waitstaff. Okay, cool. I'm feeling great, D. Shout out to all the waitstaff that's handling y'all business around the town.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all.
For real. Without y'all, a lot of things wouldn't move.
Hello.
But let's see. This morning, got a great show, man. We got that TMG on the way, and we got some something to give away, but that's my jam. It's Arnaz J winning week.
Yeah, of course. Chris Rock, he says why he missed out on $30 million, and we got to talk about which Death Row rapper has a biopic en route.
Can't wait for that. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes, but D is Throwback Thursday right here on Hustle and Shine. Let's go back to 1995, Chris Cross. Tonight's Tonight. You know, this is one of our favorite ones right here, huh?
It's a classic.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Let's go.
The big picture, ways of getting richer, mister, quick to hit your sister. I'm balling in the Green County on chrome. I slip brothers in the deck on my cellular phone. I'm just lounging, leather, sound all around in the dip on the other end, wanna put me down now. No hesitation, I hops to it. See, it ain't easy being a Mac, but somebody gotta do it. True, it's usually not represented right, but I'm the MACDADDY, and tonight, please, my whole crew makes G's. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me.
Tonight's the night, please, my whole crew makes G's. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me. Tonight, 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 tonight
are trustworthy. By always being truthful and reliable, you know at a deep level what an honest, dependable person is like. When you're willing to pay a fair price, you'll find those who offer good value. Be a loyal customer, and you'll enjoy the loyalty and appreciation of the best merchants. Conversely, if you seek something for nothing, someone will quickly step up to take advantage of you. Walk out on your commitments, and you'll have trouble securing the commitment of anyone else. Trust is not evidenced by mere platitudes, and it cannot be sustained in just one direction. Enduring trust must be embodied, flowing back and forth in a positive feedback loop. The value of trust extends far beyond anything that can be quantified. The benefit of that value depends on trust being thoroughly integrated into your life. Your own integrity serves as a powerful means of connection with the integrity and trustworthiness of others. Act always to keep that connection strong and fruitful. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 63. Currently, cousin, it is 59 at Raytown South. Chris Rock, comedian Chris Rock, shares how Eddie Murphy snatched $30 million from his hands.
Eddie has the studio in his house. Like, the recording studio in his house. So all he has to do is go downstairs to do Donkey. He would make them wait for months at a time. And at least twice, they negotiated deals with me to play Donkey.
Seriously?
And then Eddie just went downstairs. Well, I'm out of $30 million.
I mean, it's Eddie.
Yeah.
Like, what we talk about, you Chris Rock, yeah, but that's Eddie.
Mm-hmm. That's a big bag, though. But I know in his own right, Chris Rock has got his own big bags, too. So, I mean, you missing out on $30 million, I'm sure you done made up for that $30 million before or after that encounter. Other news, Snoop Dogg. He speaks on being inspired by the movie Michael as he reveals the movie script for his own biopic is done.
Because you see me now and you see who I am, but do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this gives you a chance to show you how I became who I am. Script done. We going into first shots and pre-production and all of that. Universal Pictures is that they really, really take their time with making sure that something is specific and it's done right. And we've been on this for about 4 or 5 years, like really fine-tuning and getting it together.
Okay, I would take a glance at it.
Oh,
for
absolutely,
sure.
Yeah. Who gonna play Suge Knight?
A plethora of people.
Be interesting. Yeah. I'm here for a Snoop Dogg biopic. I mean, I think he's at that stage in his career where we do want to see, and the younger generation too that wasn't around when he popped off, we want to see what happened.
And I feel like I grew up with Snoop Dogg, like so. Yeah, because when he first dropped with Dre, that was 92. I was 6, 7 years old, so.
You was listening to him at 6 and 7 years old?
I sure was, my older brother. That's the advantage of having a brother that's 10 years older than you.
How you doing?
Listening to Doggy Style at 6.
I was, and
oh my God.
And Funk the Five.
Lord, help us.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
A city council committee approved a rezoning ordinance that establishes a master development plan. It will guide businesses to have stricter requirements to follow the iconic Spanish-style architecture that's on the plaza. However, it would also allow buildings to be taller. Most buildings on the plaza can't currently surpass a certain height, but the city's master plan would allow buildings in certain blocks to be up to 18 stories or 178 feet. Now, one of the first steps in, refurbishing a country club plaza, and what all this is about, was restoring the Warnell War Parkway pedestrian bridge, establishing a gateway onto the plaza. So, as $1.4 million in improvements, as the bridge and bricks and railings and lightings and all of that stuff, it'll make it more pedestrian friendly. So, all of these incremental improvements on the plaza will make it, give it a little spit shine.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
It's your boy Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
So, 4 school districts in Johnson County, Kansas, have signed a memorandum of understanding to address the Kansas legislators' failure to meet its legal obligation for special education funding. Now, according to a Kansas statute, the state should reimburse 92% of excess special education costs. However, the legislator hasn't fully funded excess special education costs since 2011. So Blue Valley Schools, DeSoto School District, Olathe Public Schools, and Shawnee Mission School District, who represent over 83,000 students combined, are the 4 districts participating in this MOU as part of the Kansas Public School Funding Coalition. So there was a press release yesterday that stated the districts, quote, have reached a tipping point after years of absorbing the escalating financial burden caused by the state's failure to meet its legal funding obligations. So, this is gonna go to the courts.
Getting messy.
And yeah, whenever they say they they have reached a tipping point.
Yeah,
and
we know what that means.
Yeah, that's you might as well use all caps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Love to all of our cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for listening to us every single day. And shout out to the cousins that's tapping in on the stream, on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and X. All you got to do is search Hot 103 Jams so you can see D and I in the Brown and Kruber Studios live acting a fool. And of course, shout out to all the cousins that's out doing it the old school way, the terrestrial radio listeners. We love y'all, especially our cousins in Top City. Yeah, we know y'all holding it down over there. We love and appreciate y'all. Shout out to the cousins driving on the Jackson Curve from 350 Highway and I-470 and Lee Summit, and especially in the South 435 Loop D, the Grandview Triangle. You know it's going crazy right
there.
I-435 State Line and I-435 Metcalf. Yeah. Wherever you are in the city, however you doing it, you're listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shout out, Brian.
Let's go.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Shout out to the cousin that's been sending a bunch of senior shout outs. Big love to Jonathan Lewis for Central High School from Bus Route 26. You better give us all that information. Yeah. All you missing is that SSN. Shout out to our cousins Tyler Norton over at UMKC graduated. Jada Jones at Raytown High. Elijah Richardson Van Horn High. Big love to Sanaya Stallings at Staley High. Shout out to our cousins Shyla as well, walking that stage. I know that's right. You better do it. Congratulations to granddaughter Markia Debo, who graduated from Maple Park Middle School on yesterday. Love you. Your grandma LaDonna is sending you some love. Look, shout out to all the graduates. And graduates, make sure you run them pockets of your parents and all your family members, because if you are taking that next route and opening that next chapter, baby, you gonna need it.
All right, Deanna Trump.
How we jump off the porch like
running,
that?
Running pockets.
Yeah. I'm just saying, look. I remember them college student days. You gonna need all that money, and make sure you get that trunk filled up too if you're going off to school. Any more shout outs we got?
Okay, let's see. Kamari Medlock from Center High School. Tyler Barber from Kansas School of Blind. Shout out to you for doing it big. Zamion Jones from Ruskin High School. Marlea Parker from St. Joe Central High School. Devon Lewis, Southeast High School.
Hey.
Eric Harvey at Washington High School. Ariana Ross, University of Central Missouri.
Hey, cousins.
Got a couple more. Dr. Damon Ross from Howard University, HBCUs, getting graduate love.
I love
here it. Here in KC Mo. Kavion Roberts from Staley High School. Jamie Vertrice from Piper High School. Amaya Williams from Kansas University. Dante Dixon from Park Hill High School. And Derek Jackson Jr. from Piper High. Shout out to all the seniors, 2026, you're graduating, taking that next big step. We love you here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 67, and currently it is 59 in KCK. Singer K. Michelle sat down on Club Shay Shay, and she was asked if she would consider a versus battle.
You do verses?
Oh, I think I should do a versus.
Who you gonna go up against?
Probably the Muppet, but I mean,
who the Muppet?
Supposed to be so much better than me, but she's the one with teeth knocked out, sleeping with married men. Not me.
Oh Lord, K. Michelle then went for the neck.
What's she talking about?
She's talking about Tamar Braxton.
Lord have mercy.
Her and Tamar have been beefing for a very long time. I honestly don't even remember what was the cause of their beef, but if they did do a versus battle, clearly they just handed them out. I mean, French Montana and Rick Ross just did one. So, yeah. I mean,
why? That'd be about 15 minutes.
All right. What? Don't be mean.
I'm being honest. Who
would you, I beg your pardon?
Tamar Braxton or K. Michelle in a versus battle? Who would you go with?
The microphone. Neither.
You're sick.
Serious? Like, okay, what? Can't raise a man, K. Michelle.
You're
what
not
else?
A girl's girl. VSOP, love them all.
Okay, I remember those.
Hard to
those.
Do.
I remember Hard to Do. Oh, that's a jam.
You said it like hard she ain't got no songs.
Okay, that's like 5. You need like 20.
With verses, yes. But Tamar has Tamar, Love and War.
The one.
All the way home. That's all I know.
Okay, like.
Can Tamar perform Tony's songs?
This verses question is, my point is, Shannon Sharp or whoever, this versus question is lazy. Everybody don't deserve no verses, bruh. Period. She don't deserve it. She ain't in that conversation.
French Montana just did.
He ain't in it either.
So that's what I'm saying. The door has been opened.
Slam it. Close it, please.
This is a sick Negro.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, my money would be okay, Michelle. Love them both, though. Other news. Vivica A. Fox is sounding off on this country's current political mess.
Well, we see where reality stars get us. Right? That's why our economy is in trouble right now. Y'all be careful with trusting the reality stars in political arenas.
I mean, this ain't the first time we've heard this. It's not going to be the last time we've heard this, but good to know that Vivica A. Fox, I'm sure some of her fans feel like she's on the correct side of history.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
The NAACP and Congressional Black Caucus are calling on black athletes and fans to boycott the athletic programs of public universities and states that are taking steps that the nation's oldest civil rights group says are restricting black voting rights. So this was launched this week on Tuesday, and it's called NAACP's Out of Bounds campaign. It urges current and prospective black athletes, their families, alumni, and fans to withhold athletic and financial support from major public universities in states that have, quote, moved to limit, weaken, or erase black voting representation. So if black athletes participate in a boycott, it could deplete the rosters for powerhouse football and basketball programs across the Southeastern Conference and Atlantic Coast Conference. SEC, ACC schools, we're talking about big schools like Ole Miss, Texas, Texas Tech, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Florida State.
And we all know sports produces a lot of revenue. So this is sounds like where they trying to hit in the pockets.
D, we talking about billions. Like, the TV contracts that these college universities have, they rival the NFL. This is basically D1 football is the minor leagues for NFL football.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It 100%. It and that's why the NFL and college, they don't really beef a whole lot, because the NFL knows that they need that farm system, quote unquote, for college.
Yeah,
for the pipeline for the NFL. So this could really, I mean, look, if you think about it, if you think about all the D1 athletes and all the great athletes that have come out of all of these schools, if you take that power and put it in HBCUs, can you imagine? Like, we're talking about what Deion did with Jackson State.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to mention.
9 years ago or whatever. Yep. It could be a whole bunch of Jackson States going around here.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine. Yeah, man.
So Planet Fitness is inviting high school students ages 14 to 19 to work out for free.
I love that.
At any of its 2,900-plus Planet Fitness locations from June 1st through August 31st as part of the nationwide high school summer pass program, D. Now, high schoolers can visit planetfitness.com/summerpass now to register for the program before it begins on June 1st. So a study
pop up like a little Roscoe. Go ahead.
Look at you. No, you can pass for, 17.
I feel like I can pass for maybe 19.
So there was a study commissioned by Planet Fitness. It revealed that teens believe physical activity helps deal with emotional ups and downs of being a teenager, as 95% agree that regular exercise is beneficial when handling challenges. 70% of teens say that there is at least one barrier keeping them from regular exercise, including 44% who cite a lack of time due to school and extracurricular activities. And I know a lot of our kids in the hood, KCPS kids, KCKPS kids, with gym memberships, there ain't no money for that. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
Well, yeah, I already know. My mama would have looked at me like I was crazy asking for a gym pass. Girl, what?
Right. You better go outside.
So, right. Run around.
I love what Planet Fitness is doing with this.
I think this is great, because the way I got exercise in school was playing basketball. So if I wasn't playing basketball and doing the conditioning, I wasn't really super active. So this is great.
You was chasing. Who's you chasing? Chasing that money?
Chasing what? Yeah. What you talking about?
Chasing money? Well, you chasing something else?
No. I was in them books.
Oh, you was?
I was.
What was your GPA?
It was either books or basketball.
That mignon.
I had a 3.0 or above. I know that much. Because that was my standard.
We
my standard. My bar was, hey, I got to call $40. Dr. Cheyenne Bryan for proof.
Yeah, we need that proof right there.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Hundreds of people packed the parking lot at Linwood Boulevard and Prospect yesterday for the grand opening of United Market KC, a new grocery store community members say represents more than a place to shop, D. Now, this store replaces the former Sun Fresh location, which was marked by empty shelves and unpleasant smells before closing due to, you know, we know what's going on up in there. Right. Under new ownership and a completely new brand, community leaders and the store's owners say United Market KC is a new beginning for the corridor. And so shout out to Anthony Estrada, the owner of United Market. Closed the ceremony. He had a heartfelt speech about his hopes to unite the community through food, a vision reflected in the store's name. But please, y'all, please, like, we have to have some sort of guardrails in place. We can't just have another grocery store here without having, you know, security in the parking lots, because we know that some of the issues with the old Sun Fresh was lack of security, that therefore theft was increased. You had drugs being sold and used. You had pimping and prostitution being, you know, over there on 30. And that's a notorious area for that kind of activity. But to deter some of that and to make a stance and be like, nah, we're not having this in this grocery store that families come to, that elderly people come to, that kids come to.
The only resource a lot of our cousins only have.
That and the Aldi on 39th and Prospect. If you take away this and that Aldi right there on 30, there is literally no store, grocery store within a 4 to 5 mile radius or so within that 64130 zip code right there. So this store is important and we need it right there. So shout out to United Market.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:27 on your time. It's a high of 63. Curly Cousins, it is 59 and Raytel South. Marla Wayans and Sean Wayans recently were spotted in Atlanta taking time before the screening of Scary Movie 6 to apologize in advance.
I think you guys are going to enjoy it. Yes, we did cross the line some places. We don't want to be a bunch of best Negroes in this world. We want to laugh again and enjoy ourselves. So everybody gets it. We're equal opportunity offenders, so nobody should feel left out.
So in other news, on Monday, you'll be reporting on the Shade Room about, you know, the Wayans brothers' controversy or something, huh?
Yeah, probably. Now, the release date on that is June 5th, 2026. Have you been a Scary Movie fan?
I watched the first two. After that, I was cool.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen Scary Movie at all. Let me just put that out there. I've seen the clip, so I know some of the jokes, but I've never...
First one came out with like 97, 98, so I was like 12, 13. I was in the mood for that now. Not necessarily.
Yeah, some of it's just... I mean, I get it. It's just, I told you, it's certain movies I can't really watch because I know it's just like stupid funny.
He ain't lying.
Yeah. I gotta be in a mood to sit there and laugh at immature jokes. I'm being honest with you. Never
laugh. You ain't lying about that. But
shout out to the Wayans on their Scary Movie 6, though. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back at 8:38. We celebrating. Rice in here? Excuse me?
Oh, my bad. Rashi Rice.
So we talked about that already.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Couple
Stay
times.
Off the weed.
And hopefully we have no more new headlines. Fingers crossed on that. Birthday season. Geminis. Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
The craziest people in the world.
She's a hater, y'all.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
Hide your kids and hide your family. It is Gemini season.
Damn.
Happy birthday to those curious, social, and quick-witted Geminis.
Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to New York rapper Max B. A happy birthday to English rapper and actor. Happy B-Day to Kano. A happy birthday to former reality star of Basketball Wives LA, Brandy Maxell. A happy birthday to vocalist and musician, Rachel Farrell. A big happy birthday to actor, bodyguard, TV personality, and retired professional wrestler. You might remember him from the A-Team or his mini gold chains. Happy birthday to Mr. T. A major happy birthday to recording artist, songwriter, record producer, and actor. And did I mention a founding member of the Isley Brothers? A big happy birthday to Ronald Isley. And last but not least, sending over a happy heavenly birthday. Happy birthday to rapper who many consider one of their goats. Happy birthday to Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Dulce Paez, Marisha Murillo, and Elise Woodruff. Sending birthday love to DeLucas Watson and Brandy Nicole. Plus happy birthday, Christopher Thomas Calhoun, Ashley Williamson, Erica Lynn Boyer, and everybody else born on May 21st. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my
Gaga.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. This is Tisha.
Hey, Tisha. What you doing?
Straight to it. Hey, nothing. About to get ready for work.
You sound ready. What type of air fresh you got in that car?
I got... It's a Go Car Wash from the car wash.
Oh, yeah, they got some good ones. Yeah, I got a couple in my car. Yeah.
It smell good.
Yeah, they do. All right, cousin, we got two tickets to the comedy show. RNSJ will be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club this weekend. If you want that hookup, I need you to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Yes.
No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends. Jump in the GM.
Uh-huh. I got the... Come on, come on.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air
if you's a true player. I love it when you call me Big Pop.
The honey's getting money. Playing fellas like dummies. Can you say that part again? My belly.
I'm gonna let you keep going. That's what we call figuring it out on the spot.
Facts.
You know it.
All right, cousin, you are getting your two tickets to go see RNSJ this weekend at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. Who are you taking with you?
I don't know.
You got some options?
Hit them DMs.
Hello. Go see. I got a couple options.
Which DM are you going to? You going to X? You going to Facebook?
Facebook's
Instagram?
Probably too crazy.
I don't know. One of them.
Okay.
That all depends on how I feel and who I feel like.
LinkedIn, Grindr.
Okay. LinkedIn is crazy.
Get your little promotion.
Hey.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. High 103 with my cousins. Don't forget to slam that Z.